Welcome back. Here on the Steve Gruber Show, I am Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve. If you miss Steve, you can give him a shout. He's on social media and Twitter and Facebook. His handle is at Steve Gruber Show. And of course, you can find stuff from the show, things Steve has written, appearances he's made, etc. All that fun stuff at stevegruber.com if you're really jonesing for some more Steve. But he is on a well-deserved day off today as we approach the Christmas holiday. And I'm going to be filling in for him. We're in the smack dab in the middle of hour number two. Happy to be with you and happy to talk to our next guest about something a little more serious. And unfortunately, it's been something that's been quite a drag on the Biden administration. Haven't heard a lot of answers on it. And my next guest is going to talk to us about it. Her name is Beth Bailey. She's a freelance columnist, writes for Federalist, and you've seen some of her work in the Detroit News, those of you who read over there. Beth, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Jeff. It's great to be here.
All right. So recent article you wrote that we saw at the Washington Examiner, forgot to add that in there, right over there as well, shows that the Biden administration needs to step up support of Afghan visa processing. And I mean, this, it's kind of been the same song and dance from day one since we withdrew abruptly from Afghanistan, was that you see hundreds and thousands, I mean, the pictures we saw of people, you know, Afghans climbing onto the plane that was taking off. I mean, really some heart-wrenching stuff. And from what I'm reading here from you, it's really nothing much has improved there.
No, it's definitely still a very dangerous situation for our Afghan allies who we've left in Afghanistan to, you know, the Taliban, who are actively carrying out reprisals against former government personnel and anyone who worked with the U.S. And so that in that piece, the State Department just announced that there are 62,000 applicants for U.S. visas who remain in Afghanistan. And the concerning thing about that is that we've only had 3,000 allies evacuated since late September after we evacuated 74,000 in Operation Allies Refuge at the end of August. So we've been very slow in our efforts to evacuate Afghans. About 33,000 of those 62,000 are almost fully vetted. They could be evacuated if we could get them on flights. And then the other problem is that 29,000 are in the initial stages of processing because the agency that's doing that processing, which is the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, or USCIS, they're used to handling only about 2,000 applications for humanitarian parole visas every year, and they've gotten about 30,000 Afghan applicants for humanitarian parole. And so there's a lot of pushback on the bureaucratic side where USCIS is now instituting these higher needs for threat criteria for people who want to come here. And it's not really, it's something that those people can't provide, for one, documenting threats or serious risks of harm. But the other problem is that, the risks of harm are everywhere in Afghanistan. As I said, the Taliban are actively killing people who work with us. Human Rights Watch has documented 100 of those instances of reprisals in just 4 of 34 provinces in Afghanistan between mid-August and the end of October. And those continue. I hear from Afghans every day now who are just in horrible situations, living in hiding. They cannot leave their homes, which means that as a food crisis is gripping Afghanistan, that's expected, I think 8.7 million of 40 million are expected to face famine this winter, with over a million children expected to die of starvation and related issues because of this food crisis. So it's just very devastating right now.
I was going to say, that's awful. And I mean, you can only imagine. I mean, I hate to say this, but you can understand the bureaucratic side of things. I mean, you can understand how if they're used to dealing with only 2,000, all of a sudden they have tens of thousands they have to deal with. It's kind of what some of the bureaucracies saw with COVID, with unemployment insurance, et cetera. But still, at the same time, it was our hasty withdrawal that brought this all on. And some would argue we probably should have been at least somewhat ready to beef up that type of bureaucracy if we kind of knew this was coming. And of course, like you said, now these people, you know, of the 62,000, 50% have been pretty much thoroughly vetted, and we're trying to find ways to get them out. But I mean, you said it, they could be killed in that time. They're sitting there waiting to be to be brought over here. And
right, or just, the man I talked to yesterday who said that now his family blames him. His father was killed because he wouldn't produce his son, so the Taliban killed his father, and now his family blames his service for the Americans on that event. It's just horrid. And the other problem that I'd like to mention is that we inherited a backlog of visa applicants. The special immigrant visa program, which started in 2006, there was a backlog of 18,800 applicants for that when we withdrew. So many of those people are among the 74,000 who came here during our withdrawal process, but many more of them are still stuck. So this is an ongoing problem. I think that the State Department knew about it for many years and hadn't addressed the shortcomings there. And so this is not just because of the withdrawal, but because of years of not giving the due amount of attention. It's estimated that about 1,000 interpreters in Iraq and Afghanistan have been killed while waiting for those FIVs. So it's a huge problem, and the more attention that is given to it, I think the more our lawmakers will have to make changes.
Absolutely. Beth Bailey, freelance writer with the Washington Examiner, the Federalist, and you've seen her stuff in the Detroit News. Really appreciate you joining us on the program, bringing light to this issue. And of course, I mean, we're all hoping that these folks can get what they need to escape the horrible situation over there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve Gruber here on The Steve Gruber Show. We'll be back after this.